USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the coronavirus task force will continue indefinitely, a change in what he said on Tuesday. Now, the new focus of the task force will be on safety and reopening the economy. President Trump on why the change from yesterday.
I had no idea how popular the task force is until actually yesterday. When I started talking about winding it down, I'd get calls from very respected people saying, I think it would be better to keep it going. It's done such a good job. It's a respected task force. It's I knew it myself. I didn't know whether or not it was appreciated by the public, but it is appreciated by the public.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the Chinese government could have prevented hundreds of thousands of deaths worldwide by being more transparent about the coronavirus from the beginning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
A top Democrat says the House could return next week to Washington, D.C. to pass a major economic aid bill aimed at providing more than $1 trillion in local aid, bonus pay to frontline workers, and a bailout of the U.S. Postal Service. House Majority Leader from Maryland, Steny Hoyer, telling reporters once the legislation is ready for discussion, the members will return to Washington, D.C. to vote on it. Some who've hoped to use their credit cards to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic have found themselves out of luck. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A new study by LendingTree finds that 1 in 4 credit card holders in America have either had their credit limits cut or their accounts closed during the past 30 days. The study says lenders made the decision a month ago so as to protect against losses in case cardholders couldn't manage their payments as the unemployment rate has skyrocketed. More than 30 million Americans have filed unemployment claims.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump ventured the furthest away from the White House he's been since the coronavirus pandemic. The president went to Phoenix, Arizona, where he was touring a Honeywell facility that's making N95 masks to help protect people from the coronavirus. The president praised the workers at the facility and then gave some of them a chance to talk about what's going on at their Honeywell plant, including Ursula Warner, who says,
I have spent over 20 years serving our country, the United States Air Force. But after my retirement ceremony and I saw that the site, the N95 site was standing up, I decided I wanted to be a part of that, a part of something bigger, to continue to serve this country in a different facet.
Eric Parks is a supervisor as well at the plant.
This is very personal for me. My mother is a nurse. My mother-in-law is a nurse. My brother is a combat veteran and a paramedic in Tucson. I am very honored to be a part of the team that is going to make the future safer, not only for my family, but for many others as well.
A week after hundreds of residents stormed the Michigan Capitol in a bid to reopen the economy, House and Senate lawmakers in the state are suing Governor Gretchen Whitmer after being left with no choice. The lawmakers deciding to pursue legal action against Whitmer for extending the state emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. Both lawmakers saying her decision was unconstitutional. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.